The competitive video game industry, known as esports, is booming. Reports estimate the global market will top $1 billion in the next 2 years. As WFIU's Lindsay Wright reports, some college athletics programs are jumping on board, while others hold out.
During a typical sporting event, you might hear balls bouncing, helmets colliding, but listen. Clicking, typing. This isn't your typical sports team. It's an esports team. Indiana Tech added the varsity program at the beginning of this school year. Head coach Jeffrey Wright says they're even offering partial scholarships to recruits.
We have several students from California, some from Texas. You know, I'm from Georgia. It's a melting pot because it is so new. A lot of people are jumping on this opportunity as it becomes like a new phase in sports at college level.
Most of the players focus on a game called League of Legends. Player Logan Fisher explains it as simply as he can.
You take 10 people, 5 on each team, and whoever knocks down the other person's base first wins.
Their fingers move at high speeds. For sophomore Daniel Kellogg, that comes rather easy.
I played a lot of piano back in the day, so my fingers can naturally move that way.
But Kellogg says learning new moves takes practice, just like any other sport.
Let's say I gotta press this key and that key at the same time, right? It takes about 3 months to get used to because you naturally wanna do something else, like flex your fingers differently.
Competitive gaming is spreading like wildfire, even at the collegiate level. Reports project esports will be a $1.5 billion industry worldwide by the year 2020. The National Association of Collegiate Esports launched just a year and a half ago. Michael Brooks is the executive director. He spoke to me over Skype and says the nonprofit has grown from overseeing 6 varsity teams to 53 since it began.
And these schools are all different sizes, different types. Some of them are, huge state programs. Some of them are small private schools. Some of them are schools that have never had an athletics program at all.
Despite the growing popularity, Brooks says esports is often described as the wild, wild west. It's a broad activity, and he says it's difficult to organize. Change is coming, but slowly.
It's really elevating collegiate competition from what the club level is, which is, it could be a group of 5 friends who get together and form a team and compete on behalf of their school, to really looking at an organized and resource group to compete at the highest level for their institution.
He says as more institutions get on board, naturally, more resources follow. But one of the big snags teams face is administrators. That's the challenge the Indiana University Gaming Club in Bloomington is up against.
Dragon, just back up.
The group practices once or twice a week, usually at home. They don't have a dedicated place to play. A lot of the players received a small scholarship last year through a Big Ten tournament. But Coach John Mundell says having IU's support would be a game changer.
Things that can make like the quality of life, or I guess for the players, to be a lot easier, or helping us like do whatever we need to do, like giving us funding to go to tournaments.
Mundell says he doesn't expect the kind of resources Indiana Tech has. At this point, he'd just like administrators to be more open to a conversation about esports. The future looks promising. Industry leaders say the growth speaks for itself. For WFIU News, I'm Lindsay Wright.